What's up, you guys? Hello there. Remember me again? I feel like I'm always referencing that remember me because I'm not too, haven't been too fueled to be on here, but today I feel so fueled by love. And the last couple of days I've been feeling like that. And I think today's episode can definitely be about what fuels you in life and what kind of signs, or I don't want to like sound too superstitious, but I make things happen with my words, and they're so powerful to believe in yourself. It's really powerful to move in like something that gets you really excited and passion, because that's a different type of energy. That's something different you're intaking. And you are also not only intaking this energy, but you're also releasing it. And that's the best part, because people feel that. Sorry if I started this podcast a little quick and to the point, but it's just so important to move in love and feel love for things and for people and have amazing relationships, even if they're not romantic. Just really tune in to what it is to know another person. And honestly, it comes from knowing yourself first. And again, I don't want to sound all like, tu sabes, like in basic and shit, but all, these things are so complex, and things that we can learn and things that we can throw into our regimens and things that we could become, like we can make a routine. And it's just like, yo, why aren't we moving in that? A lot of things are fear-based, and I know the world right now. I know everything is a little fucked. Excuse my language. But if I think that another horrible thing that we can do is add on to it with our worry, add on to it with our doubt. You know what I mean? And these days, moving in love has just helped me kind of do my best to distract me from the distractions, because sometimes the way that you make something happen in routine like is giving it days. And if you fuck up, and if you kind of fall into that temptation or whatever it is that you're trying to get done in life, or accomplish whatever. Sorry if I sound a little distracted, that I'm driving and things are going a little crazy because people are crazy. Anyway. And if you break from that, just start all over again. You did 3 days straight, but in the fourth you fucked up. You got to start all over again. Day one, give yourself 15, 20, what is it? 15, 30. I just really want you guys to do your best, and I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best to express that in love. So with this information, I hope that you guys feel the love and feel loved, that I want to keep you guys on a little trizzy track. You know what I'm saying? Oh, please don't hate me. Even though I doubt it, and that's why I come back every time to Miss Anchor, because it's just my safe haven with all of you guys. And I'm sorry that the last two podcast episodes were a dub, and it was literally like never up, and it pretended to be up, but that's another story. I'm just really happy to be, using this platform to express the love I have for the communication that we have built here. And we must teach these people this. We must teach love. We must teach the passion and creativity that you have in things. And even if it doesn't get embellished in people's heads by you explaining it, the next best way to show them that this shit is real is by doing it. By moving in your word and moving in your power and moving in all that strength you got going on. Because when you have love for something, you're gonna do it regardless of whoever thinks. And you always have to remember, for longevity, you gotta remember where you start. Remember where you start always and why you started. Like, why are you here right now? Your success is more than one thing. And it's okay if it's more than one thing. Buckle the fuck up. It's about to be a good one. You know what I mean? So, I got 3 minutes left. Just listen to this over. I made it nice and sweet so you can listen to it over and over again and know that no one can shake you. You're literally, literally so powerful. And whether you believe in God, whether you believe in energy, power, science, whatever, believe in something because it is bigger than us. It is bigger than us. But although it's big, we're a part of it. So that makes us big. Makes us pretty much of a big deal. Don't underestimate yourself. Don't underestimate everything you've learned. Don't underestimate everything you've worked for super long. And if you're just getting started, make sure to stay consistent no matter the pains. Because there's going to be some interesting things just developing as you want to be successful. And not everyone is going to like you moving in success. But that is what you got to overcome. With every new blessing, there's a new lesson. And, you know, if shit gets real, you got to move in strategy and do what you got to do. Even if you don't know what is it you're going to do, you have to know that you can because you're always good. You will always be good. Alright, so keep that mindset. You're always going to be good, no matter what happens in your life. You're always going to be good. Just keep strutting upwards. Keep going up. Take your people, and you can't take everyone, but don't be an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Protect your people, and help those who want help. Help those who are engaging in the help, and moving towards their structured life, what they've been looking for, what they ask you for, what they're looking for in you, because they want your energy around, and that means something's good. You know, you got something good going on, but you can't give it to everybody. That makes you sick. Alright? Okay. Now I'm gonna leave you with this 2 minutes, and I hope you guys just follow the instruction, and my only one instruction is to replay this over and over again. Over and over again, and every time, every day, at least once a day, you're gonna take a different note. I bet you're gonna learn something new each and every time, and you'll probably even learn it as you go. I've watched things that I play back to back to back, like Mr. Earl Nightingale. You guys gotta listen to him. I know him, some of his pieces word by word. That's what I show off with that thing that I'm singing. Anyway. Live your life how it is, the right way. Don't hurt people. And I hope you guys have a really good day and good night and good evening whenever you hear this, okay? So be good. Be good. Especially to yourself. Bye.
Grand day, grand day. I am so happy to be here with you guys. As per usual, my favorite family is my podcast family. It's been so for years. Y'all got me by the chill code. I hope everyone is having a really good day, a good day, a good night, whenever you hear this, but overall a good time, doing whatever you're doing today. Sorry about the background noise. Got a couple things I have to move around and do, but I am full force attention because today's topic is pretty interesting to me. It's about, you know, how far is too far of letting your partner decide for you. Now, I've always been a woman that loves advice from their partner. The more advice, the more supported I feel. But it has to be an advice that doesn't feel like it's controlling me. I'm a Scorpio, a woman Scorpio. And then, like, my son, my all that other stuff is, like, Virgo Gemini. So that's my life. Yeah, I know, right? I know. So that's my life. So you can't give me advice in a controlling matter and think that I'm going to listen to it. And my most important thing is think that I'm going to respect it. I do respect people's views. I am respectful. Don't think that I'm over here just, you know, shitting on my partner or being disrespectful to everybody I meet. No, you can give me your advice, but don't make it seem like, you know, you're schooling me as something that I'm pretty much very much aware of. So when it comes to your partner, I want to start off with the topic of your appearance with your partner. And that means clothes, makeup. I put a post up yesterday And someone was like, yo, you're not easy to deal with. I'm like, how do you know that? You've been my man? We got a relationship together? Because people will judge you off of what you post, and it could literally have nothing to do with you. But there they go, thinking they know your entire life, right? And that's fine. People are going to do what people do. And that's judge ahead of time without any backup information. That's fine. So when it comes to me, I'm going to wear what I want in a very respectful manner because I don't like unnecessary attention. Who the fuck, right? Some people do. And I think that this comes from just being so young and men already being thirsty for you. Like, you this 12, 13-year-old and men are already, like, you know, tongues out, ready to, like, risk it all for you, right? And that's not hot to me. So I was very conservative, but then I realized, like, oh my god, I love color, I love textures, I love clothes, I love styles, and I want to explore it all. And mind you, I was in relationships really young in my life. My first real relationship was a 5-year relationship. And mind you, I was 13 years old, 13, 14. And no, we're not blaming my mother because I was a wild little girl. And by the time she found out I had a boyfriend, I was like 15, 16. So it was like, mom, people date these days. And her finding out later on that I was in a full-blown 5-year committed relationship with this person, right? So this person is specifically, you know, I've had about 2 relationships that were like out the roof. And that first relationship, although it was 5 years and I know it was a real relationship, it was very puppy, very testy, very puppy love. It added to what I didn't want in my life, basically. But I don't feel like it added to my... And I don't want to say that because I am the person I am because of everything that's going on and has happened. But it didn't add to my womanhood, if that makes any sense. Now, when I was going, like, I didn't really listen. I did listen to the person because I thought it was like, you know, honor thy man. Like, well, fuck that. Fuck that for real. And it's not all the way fuck that because, you know, you want to honor your king. But if your king ain't acting like a, you know, king, if your king acting like a peasant, then what you really going to do about that, right? So I remember my first encounter with, like, this type of thing was, like, tights. I wasn't, quote unquote, allowed to wear tights. Girl, me right now feels like slapping the shit out of little girl me. Because when you see it's like long black tights that were literally like the most innocent fucking piece of clothing I probably own now are tights. I wear them to sleep. I wear them under clothes. Like, I just, what? Like, tights? Go kick rocks, bitch. And I get it. I'm a Puerto Rican woman. We have curves. We have things that, you know, can make men insecure when they're dating us. That's fine. Totally fine. But what you're not going to do is control somebody. You cannot control somebody's style. You can't deprive them. But, you know, again, I was very young. And I thought that this was, like, going to be my life partner for the rest of my life. And this is who I was going to be with and what I was going to do and all this. But, you know, obviously I'm here and I'm telling you right now it wasn't. And you can tell. If you knew, you knew. So, yeah, that's my main reason of, like, protecting that part. So, you would see me with tights and I would take them off. And I'd be pissed because tights are comfortable. You know, they're comfortable and I wasn't wearing them to show my ass. I wasn't wearing them for all that. It was just not that. And I've always had an issue with, like, people thinking I'm overdoing it because of my body. Like, I literally could stand there and people are like, what the fuck? Why she wearing that? And it could be like a romper. Yo, I haven't worn a romper in a while. Don't come for me. But yeah, that's very much the truth. And it would happen. It would be with everybody. Even people that don't know you will judge you for things they don't even know. But I think that as a woman, you keep growing. And then you are molded to kind of like that traumatic experience. But you have to know how to take care of that as well. So if you were a person that was like, not bullied, but you know, if you're a person that were that was going through this type of treatment, oh, my chips are done. I was making chips in my air fryer. But, wow, that would easily distract me. My ADD. No, I'm just kidding. ADD is not a joke. If you're a person that, you know, went through this, you're kind of structured around this type of feeling. You're structured around, like, oh, what are people going to say or whatever. I really don't care these days. I really don't care. As long as I feel comfortable, as long as my titty ain't flapping out or the bottom of my ass cheek is showing or my butt crack ain't showing, I'm totally fine with anything I wear, especially if it's super cute and I'm loving it and I'm feeling great and I'm feeling like a rock star. Ain't nothing could change my mind once I feel like a rock star. Once I feel like a rock star, you better kick rocks because I ain't listening to you. So that's kind of what structured me now. Like, I was in a relationship where I wore a bathing suit, and that was a problem. And it would have to be like bathing suit shorts and stuff like that. And which brought me into the recent relationship where I went to the beach and I had asked my partner then, if it was okay, if he felt comfortable with me taking off my shorts so that I can get a tan. And mind you, my mindset was already like, you can't tell me what to wear and you can't. And that never flowed like that. And I never felt like that person felt like that. But because you're so full of that trauma and what everybody else had to say, aka your exes, you know, you type traumatized and shit. So you over here trying to make people feel comfortable, because even that didn't make certain people comfortable. It was like, no, I said no, like, bitch. Anyway, right now I see it like that, and that's why I post what I post. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what I'm gonna wear to the club, what men are gonna be thirsty over, because at the end of the day, I have worn turtlenecks with shorts and like high knee boots. I'm barely showing anything. I'm barely showing leg. But you know, like Miss Nicki Minaj says, I could be all the way covered up and still give it sexy. And that's people's issue. That I could be all the way covered up and still give it sexy. So it's like, you can't stop me and you can't deprive me from who I am. Because, you know, we are who we are in our souls and our temple and stuff. But another way that we express ourselves is through our clothing. So how are you going to tell me? How are you going to tell me? You know what I mean? That's all I got to say. How are you going to tell me what I can and cannot express myself in? So just have self-respect. You know, you don't want to be around here walking in bralettes all day. I mean, if you do, you do. That's none of my business. But in my preference, I know what a day of like, or what an outfit of men being thirsty is like. So a great example is, you know, wear your clothes where you are accordingly. Like, go, okay, how do I explain this? Pick out your clothes accordingly to where you are going to hang out that day or your atmosphere or stuff like that. So a great example, actually, it happened to me like 2 weeks ago or something like that, where I was with my family. I had some cute little jeans on, my chanclas, and a cute little like crop top, really small top. Like, it was cute. You know, she ain't be hooking it up with the cute, you know, 3'10". And I wore like, it was like a halter top. Really cute. Really fucking cute. And, you know, you saw body, yaddy, 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 body, yaddy. And that's not necessarily what I would wear to the block. But I ended up at the block because I was seeing my grandmother. We went to go run some errands. It was pretty hot that day. But what I did, because I know there's some thirsties down the block, you know, no offense to the non-thirsties, but I knew that I was going to be in a predicament and already programmed. I knew that I was going to be in a predicament where people were going to probably make me feel uncomfortable because they were just looking at me. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, people could look at me, but you can look, but you can't touch. And if you touch, there's gonna be some drama. So I don't like to put myself in predicaments where I know the men's are going to be thirsty and I'm around like their area, you know? So what I did is ask my brother for a t-shirt, and he gave me the cutest little pink t-shirt ever. And I tied it up, you know, I made it my style, I made it ruby, and I walked down the block, and people were like, wait, that's the same girl. And still y'all, people are mad thirsty, but it's okay, because that's kind of a natural instinct when you see someone like with a little pretty face and like a little pretty body. And this is men and women. Like, I feel so bad for the men that can't do anything about their bulge in gray sweats. Like, yo, RIP to your dignity, yo, because these girls about to go crazy. I don't get too crazy about a bulge. It's okay. Like, okay, I see the bump. All right, casually saw the bump. And I know men. It's so sickening. I know men. Look, okay, it's not sickening for men because women do it too. Women know they're going somewhere. They got their titty out. Yeah. They're like, yo, let me show my ass. Ha. You know what? I get it. And these men like, yo, let me show my bud. Let me show my zick. Like, why would you? You got a fresh haircut smelling all good. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Put on some shorts with your dick out. Obviously, your dick is not out, but might as well be. You know, and that's something you and your partner have to establish right there and then, especially in the beginning of the relationship. That's what I've done in any healthy situation I've been in. You know, you want to make your partner feel like, yo, no matter who's watching, no matter the stares, just know I'm here for you and I respect you. That's all. Don't allow them to ever be like, yo, you can't wear that. What? That's when you sit them down automatically, girls. Automatically. And this is for men and women. Because these days is crazy. Automatically sit your partner down and let them know, hey, I did not enjoy that, what you just said. You know, I've had a traumatic experience. You know, you let them know. And if that's something they can't respect, then that's a decision you have to make right there. You know, I'm not going to call shit a red flag because my red flags could be your greens. But I'm telling you right now, you have to cut that right there, because they will forever think they could tell you what you could wear and what you could do and who you could. Like, fuck you. Like, okay, the clothing, I get it. Let me bring that back. The people you chill with, I get it. Sometimes your partner has a vibe. Listen to the vibe. Most likely they're not being toxic. And they're just looking forward to keeping you safe, keeping you around a good atmosphere where you could just be an alpha girl, alpha male. You know what I mean? But I don't know, y'all. It don't sit well with me, y'all. It don't sit well with me when I see girls like, it was a video I posted yesterday on my Instagram, and it was like, oh, let me see if I could wear this, or let me confirm with my man if I could wear that makeup, or let me confirm with my man if I could wear that shirt, or let me confirm, like, no, why is your man telling you how to wear your makeup? Like, what? Is he fucking paying for it? Is he doing it? Is that why the control system is that way? Because they are the providers of certain things? That's why, yo, I don't care how much I complain. I'd be like, yo, I'm so independent. It hurts. I need help. No. You know why? Because when people start offering me help and all that shit, I'd be like, because I know that once the money exchange is an exchange, it's an energy, it's something that comes and goes. Once that type of stuff comes, they're like, yo, I got fulana around my fucking finger. And, yeah, I pay for that, y'all. Yeah, I pay for that. So, yeah, don't be that boy. Don't be that girl. Always have, you know, your guard up when it comes to stuff like this, because you want to stop it at its tracks as early as you can. Even let's say you in a 5-year relationship, and in that 5th year, that motherfucker think that you his little puppy, and you know he gonna tell you what to do, how to do it. You gonna have to clip it, girl. I'm telling you, clip it right there. If there is something I tell the girls is to clip the bullshit right away. Because it gives no room for, but you didn't say that before. Ha ha. It's like it is September 28th at 3 a.m. in the morning. Okay? So go from there. That's my first topic. There's been relationships. I'm going on to the next. So clothing was my first. I'm going on to the next about friendships that were there before your relationship. Respect your friendships. Hello, stupida. Dummy girl. Hello. How are you going to cut off the best relationships you had, the most fulfilling relationships you had, the most real, genuine relationships you have over some sausage, over some dick, over some clitoris? You understand? How are you going to cut off your friends over someone you just met, or over someone you just started messing with, or over someone that you're in a relationship with? If it's not being so whipped. Know when things are wrong, when things are right. If your friend is right, your friend is right. Don't over... No. I don't care if you're going to upset your partner. Let your partner know how you feel. You can't be scared to lose somebody. They better be scared to lose you. How about that? How about you remember that part? That when you stand your ground... And look, I'm not perfect, but I'm telling you right now. Once you stop things in their tracks, yo, it's like... I mean, I told you. Yo, never do that again because I'm going to get uncomfortable and things aren't going to be the best between us. Never do it again. And it helps. It helps. If you're a woman, you know, we want our men to be alphas. But also, don't be a pendeja. Okay? No te ponga de pendeja. Because I don't like that. I don't like that whatsoever. You know, the friends that have backed you up when your tears were coming down, they couldn't stop. The friends that backed you up when you had absolutely nothing, no belief in yourself. The friends that, you know, really looked down and took you in. You gonna cut them off over a dude that half the time is just doing their best to control you because you're the only thing they control in their life? Yeah, you didn't think I'd say that. Yeah, stop playing with me. I'm back. What's up? Don't do that. It's a problem because when you and Fulano end, it's over for you. Now you got to restart and hopefully apologize to the people that you betrayed in a way where they don't know if they can trust you anymore when you're in love. Because you stupid in love. Like, that's, it's so weird to me. When your partner doesn't like your friends because they take you away from them, this and that. No, you need girl time. You need guy time. You don't want to resent your partner. On the long run, you could be super successful and be like super whipped about your partner. And it's going to take a toll on you because now you're doing your best to be a boss bitch. But in reality, you have to hide parts of that because your partner may not like it. What? Are you fucking kidding me? No way. Absolutely, negatively, heck the fuck. I'm so sorry about my language these days. I'm really passionate about this topic because no way. No. Unless your friends are trash and there goes the light of your angelic woman or man telling you, hey, your friends are trash and I'm really worried about you. And I really think that, you know, it's something that you should leave in the past, or I really think that you should move in a, you know, it just has to be from the heart. It's just too much control these days, and the younger, I feel like that happens with like the younger crowd, but it sucks because the younger crowd will be the older crowd when they, and then these are the same people teaching our kids stuff, you know, these are the same people teaching our kids what they may think is right or whatever. And I really, that don't sit well with me. But what can you do? You can't change anybody but you, and then hopefully that cycle inspires someone else. I'm not telling you to get rebellious against your partner. I'm not telling you to tell them, Ruby said, yo, keep me out that shit. Yo, keep me out that shit for real. But I just want you to really love that your life is changing and that you can't let what seems to be the closest person at the moment change that for you, or actually ruin it for you, because people could come into our life and show us a great experience and really put us on a pedestal that is really, really healthy and secure. But just know when to stop somebody in their control, and their advice, because some advice will end up being controlling. And it's like, yo, but I told you to do that, so that's why you're successful. No, bitch.
No, bitch.
You know, it's very in depth. That one right there touches, because you just never know what one person is providing for the other that is even keeping them there. Because I am a huge believer that people would try to buy your love, and people would try to use and abuse you and your conscience and who you are, and they'll try to flip it and change it and make it the best they can for them. And you have to realize, is this good for me, or is it good for that person? Is this good for my change? Is it worth me not talking to my girls? Or is this problem right here, the problem that I have now, is it fixable? Who's on the right and who's on the wrong? And if it's opinions, because everyone is entitled to their own opinion, just weigh it out and really see, like, yo, this side is talking some bullshit, and I know this is a person I love and I don't want to go against them, but I need to express to them that this ain't right, y'all. This don't feel right. I can't live my life like this. And the day that you decide to just stand your ground on something, I promise you, things will just kind of shift for you so very well and so naturally. It's my favorite part of giving it up. Because when you got too much resistance, you know, your body feels that, your energy feels that, you know, the universe feels that, God is seeing that, and all you had to do was surrender. Ain't nothing better, that feeling of surrendering, when everything just starts falling on your lap, and you're like, yo, where you been at? And it's like, I've been here, I was just knocking really hard, but, you know, the opinions of others were louder, so you couldn't hear me. And that's okay, because your time will come, and it will always be the right time. Your time is always the best time for you. So remember that as well. Yeah, you love them, but is their time your time? Ooh, I feel like I haven't gone in like that in a while. I'm sorry, but I'm not. I just really don't put my name in your relationship problems. Yeah, I've gotten that. That's what I'm telling you. I'm going off trauma. But those are two big bullet points when it comes to letting your partner really control you. Clothing. Your clothing, who you can wear, what you can wear, and then your friendships. Don't let some good puss-puss, some good DZ mess up the relationships that you cherish so much. And if you cherish them, start acting like it. Because if you take shit for granted, it will vanish. All right? So I think those are like really two important topics for me when it comes to the game of love or relationships in general. You want to have a lot of respect for you first. Because when you respect you, you know how to respect the next. And that's with anything. You could be single. You could be in your daily life relationships. Like, just respect. And you will get that back, I promise. And it sounds all cliche and like, yo, that shit's not regular. But it just be the simple things in life that can get you far. And people want to complicate everything. And if that's the way you want to do it, then do it like that. Don't tell you I didn't tell you so. Don't tell me I didn't tell you so. Don't say I didn't. Yeah, don't tell you. Nope. Don't say I didn't say. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm trying to say? This is bull of mess. You know what I'm trying to say? But with that being said, I'm going to end it right here because, you know, I only do my podcast with true energy. And that's the only energy I have for this topic. The next one will be more on the brighter side. Less with attitude, I promise. Less attitude. Kidding. I can't promise that. But, yeah, I hope you embrace this. If you need to write anything down, I really do believe that you should. If you took anything in that kind of resonated with you, you can always write that down, and you can always send me like voice messages on here or add me on my Instagrams, so that we can communicate more about it. Ruby Secrets is where I want to put my podcast on more, but if you don't add me on my main page, you won't have the links to all that. So my main page is RubyStones_, and I have a little beautiful white rose at the moment as my profile picture. So with that being said, I hope everyone is reciprocating an amazing feel of completing today, and don't let anybody step over you. Don't let anybody boss you around. And with that being said, have an amazing day. Have an amazing night. And just, you know, do your best to do your best. Okay? Bye.